Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Bye! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey, welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have two pre-recorded interviews for you and also a special message from John in the house. Yes, the co-host. He's got his entertainment file, so we'll find out what's going on around town. All right, and the first interview is Steve Chong. He is like our SFU sportscaster. Yes, our CGSF sportscaster. I got to interview him when the Toronto Raptors came to SFU to do a practice game or something like that. So, yeah, I'm like, Steve, I need your help. Yes, let me know what to ask them if I can ask them something. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, so I got to briefly chat with Steve there. And then I also interviewed the SFU Rowing Club president. So that's exciting. Yeah, because summertime's coming around, and why not join the rowing club and get a little tone there, right? So also May is Asian Heritage Month, and I want to play some local Asian artists here. Let's start with Non La. He has a song called Take Care. And we're also going to play another band. It's a female group called Non Sweet. They have a song called Time Slip, so we'll be playing that. Yeah, they have a show coming up at the Wise Hall this Friday, so check them out. Non Sweet, they're super adorable, super cute, so get your Lolita dresses on, and here we go.
play again and again in my head. Please, just take me back to yesterday, when you were still mine.
Well, I'm a long-time volunteer at CJSF. Personally, much longer than I had ever hoped.
When did you start?
I first got in 2008, but did not volunteer regularly until a year later.
A year later. That's amazing. That is so great. Okay, tell me about your show.
Generally, I play independent music. Talk about DSF Athletics, the Red Leafs hockey, which is not part of DSF Athletics, but also talk about Metro Vancouver issues from time to time. About the SFU Red Leafs hockey, they're not on every week because they don't make news every week. During their off seasons, I talk about high school baseball, premier baseball. I also talk about lacrosse.
Yeah.
Western lacrosse. Northwest League, the Northwest League where the Vancouver Canucks play, they take a lot of my time during springs and summers.
Oh, yeah, you get to watch the games?
I watched one game. Generally, I don't watch the games.
Okay.
Just I talk about the final scores by looking at the minor league baseball website.
Okay, and how about SFU here? Do you watch any of the games here? They got volleyball, right? They got basketball?
Generally, I watch SFU hockey because of the travel distance.
Yeah, and where does the SFU hockey team play?
Bill Copeland. So that's halfway between my home and the Bernardino camp.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve, for letting me be a guest on your show, on the Steve Chong Show.
You're welcome. It was, even though it was challenging for me to find facts on the fly, but it was also an experience.
Wham, bam.
East fan.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, let's get to a break, and then we're going to get to John's segment. So if you want to volunteer for CJSF, here's a little segment about that.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Thank you, DJ Meddy. This is John in the House's weekly music entertainment file called What Is On in Vancouver This Week from May 16th to May 23rd. Thursday nights usually have a lot of open mics or blues jams in White Rock and all over Vancouver. So in your neighborhood, go check them out. Support your local music. This Friday at 7 p.m., Raz Guitars All-Star Band with special guest Paul Piggott at the Inlet Theater in Port Moody, B.C. This Friday at 8 p.m., Pianoman, Billy Joel, Elton John Songbook at the Bennett Craft and Kitchen in Port Coquitlam. This Saturday at 6 p.m., Ghost Town Riots presents Unique Covers and Weirdness. This is at the Terminal Liquor Store in New Westminster. And it says Ray Boulay. He's a musician actor in town. Go check that out. This Saturday at 8 p.m., Rockin' May at the Princeton Pub in Vancouver. This Friday at 8:30 p.m., Shania Twain Tribute Live at Club 240 in White Rock, the Royal Canadian Legion. This Friday at 8:30, Savon Narola Live at the Princeton with Peaches and Cream, 1901 Powell Street. Friday, May the 17th, that's next week, to the 20th, is the Cloverdale Rodeo and Country Fair in Cloverdale, Surrey, BC. This Saturday at 7 p.m., go see Dino solo at Lombardo's Pizzeria on the Drive. This Friday at 9 p.m., the East Van's 90s Party at the Wise Hall. This Thursday, today at 8 p.m., Karaoke Thursdays at Rusty's Pub. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Gate Theory Mainland Invasion, Bully's Studio in New Westminster. This Saturday at 9:30, Country Night at Town Hall Langley, the Town Hall Langley in beautiful Langley, BC. This Saturday at 6:30, Film Industry Karaoke Night, 150 East 3rd Avenue in Vancouver, BC. Next Thursday, May 16th, 8 p.m., The Rec Room Karaoke, hosted by Cheap Thrills. The Rec Room Burnaby. Thursday, which is tonight, 7 p.m., after the show, go check out Thursday Night Jam at the 179 at 2205 Commercial Drive. I'm reading off Facebook events, and you can go and check out the events I've listed in more detail. Now, I'm moving on to the fabulous Roxy Cabaret in downtown's entertainment district on Granville Street. At the fabulous Roxy on May 17th, 7 p.m., Marry Me with the Colony Farm Band and Annie Lovelock and The Dead Facing Down, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And then usually after those shows, the fabulous Roxy has their one of their five house bands, and they're all very good. So stick around, have some fun. Saturday, May the 18th, that's next week, Bingo Loco at the fabulous Roxy Cabaret, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Last week, we had CGSF 90.1 FM's Listeners Appreciation Week from May 5th to 12th. I want to thank our listeners to the radio show and the many shows that are available on the, plus our dedicated listeners to Wham Bam East Van Radio Show. I thank you from the bottom of my heart and DJ Meddy's heart. Be safe, enjoy the music, local music in your community, and see you next week. Goodbye.
You from saying there ain't no boogeyman gonna shake you down, there ain't no boogeyman gonna shake you down, call your back, get you back.
Yeah, and he was doing all that boom chick, all with his mouth. Yes. Okay. Let's get to another break. We want to do, talking about the boogeyman, where there's raccoons here at SFU, and we have a show called Raccoon City on CJSF. So let's play that show promo, and then we're going to get to some more music. I want to showcase some of the artists that played at the East Van Roper Romp, all right? So let's do Raccoon City and then some music, from my show.
You want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
Yeah. Okay. So that was La Chinga with Light It Up. And before that, we played Self Care All the Way and Mary Garnett Edwards. So they were the performances of the East Van Roper Romp. That was the first one we ever had. And yes, we had a few Mrs. Ropers come and we did a little contest and we had a winner. So hopefully our next event, we're planning to do like a Roper bowling competition. So that'll be fun. So maybe kind of look out for that. And then maybe sometime in the summer, we'll do a little bowling. Why not? Okay. So let's get to some more music. Let's play this one by Ruby Singh. It's called Magnetic North. I kind of picked that one because you know how we had all the Northern Lights. I can't say Aurora Yellow, Borealis. I don't know. I can't.
Thank you.
worth the Northern Lights a sight to see. All right. So next we have an interview with Willa, and she is the president of the SFU Rowing.
Hello, Willa, and welcome to the Wham Bam East End Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. My name's Willa. I'm the president of the SFU Rowing Club for the 2023-2024 year.
Awesome. And you guys are having a bake sale today?
We are. We're having a bake sale along with what we call an ergathon. Essentially, an erg is what we call the rowing machines that we use to train indoors. And an ergathon being like a marathon erg. So we all switch off one after another, and we're actually keeping the machines going for 8 hours straight today.
The machines will be on for 8 hours?
The machines will be on. So we're switching off. This morning I did an hour and 15. We're usually doing an hour to half an hour to an hour, maybe an hour and a half if we're feeling really confident.
Amazing. Okay, and when did you start rowing?
I learned to row in high school in grade 10, but I wasn't really serious about it. It just was kind of something that I did because my favorite social studies teacher was the coach for my school, so I just decided to give it a try. But when I came to SFU is when I really started to get involved with rowing. I saw one of the posters that says SFU Rowing Wants You. I went to the tryout. I rowed for a season before COVID, and then after we took a brief hiatus, I came back, and since then I became vice president, and now I'm president.
All right, and let's play a song for President Willa. We're going to play Current Swell right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's Bring It On Home.
I'm a rowing coach as well as a certified kayak instructor. I said to you before that I call myself chronically on the water. So I learned to row in Deep Cove, and that's also where I work as a kayak instructor during the summer months.
Awesome. Okay, so if there's any students that are interested in joining, how could they do that?
Kayaking or rowing?
For rowing.
Yeah. So fantastic. We have tryouts every fall semester, and then again in the spring semester at the beginning. You'll see us at club days. You can come sign up for our tryout. It's just one morning. We run you through a couple days. And then from there, we invite you out to learn how to use the rowing machines, and then also learn how to row on the water. You don't have to have any experience to do it. Rowing is a late entry sport, so people who are athletic, who have done other sports in their past, or just really passionate about learning a new skill, will fit right into the team.
Excellent. So if you have no experience, like you said, how long do you have to do it to start seeing muscles?
I think the best way to kind of describe that is just my own personal journey with rowing. Mm-hmm. I was always athletic, but like I was a horrible runner. I didn't do anything distance. After a year of rowing, I was asked to join another club to attend a regatta in Ontario that's pretty high level. I did the same thing the following year, and I've just been invited to join Team BC. So under 3 years.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Awesome. Okay. Is there anything else that we could tell people about the rowing club?
Yes. One other thing. We're actually recruiting coxswains as well. So a coxswain, for those of you who've seen Boys in the Boat or any rowing on TV or in person or anything, the coxswain is the much smaller individual that sits in either the stern or the bow of some of the larger boats. And they are the brain of the boat. They are the voice. They are the coach in the boat. They run the whole show. Basically, in those big boats, the athletes are just muscle. They're there to pull as hard as they can, and a coxswain is who controls the race. Mm. So a coxswain can kind of make or break a whole event, essentially. And they need to be loud, and they need to be confident, and most of all, they actually need to be fairly small to fit into the boat. So a lot of the times people say, oh, I'm gonna be good at rowing, I'm too short. First of all, no, I'm short, and I'm an okay rower. So there's no height requirements. But if you are someone who's much smaller in stature, you can still find a place in rowing as a coxswain, and you're arguably like the most important part of the team. If you'd like to get involved with SFU rowing and you're an SFU student, could be undergrad, grad, postgrad, all that stuff, as long as you have a student number essentially, you can either go find us via our website, just sfurowing.com, or contact us by DMing us on Instagram at SFU Rowing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wham Bam.
East Fan?
Yeah, baby.
This one's going out to all the Swifties on the road team. Yeah. Here's Taylor Swift with Fortnite on CJSF.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic. And no.
So much to me. That was Cry of Silence with Eddie Lamb Halen. All right, so let's talk. Hawk game is playing right now.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Come on, Vancouver Canucks. Okay, so right now they are playing Edmonton Oilers. The score right now is 2-1. And don't worry, it's still early, folks, right? So keep rooting. All right, so I want to thank all of my special guests for participating. And I want to thank you for hanging out with me and listening to this special sports edition of the Wham Bam East Van Show. All right, so stay tuned for the next show or watch the Canucks hockey game. Okay, so we'll catch you all next week, and we're going to end with Terrell Safadi's Black, Red, Yellow remix right here on CJSF. All right. Go Canucks, go!
Terrell Safadi. Grind gang, you know what it is. Yeah, I be on my grids. Look around, Canucks jerseys out through the crib. Yeah, Safadi on that Vancouver tip. We some BC Lions and Vancouver Grizz. Yeah, that's my team way before the blue and green. It was black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow. Yeah, that's my team way before the blue and green. It was black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow. Black, red, yellow, that's my team. Old school way before the blue and green. I'm doing things, being innovative. Same routine, seeing all you phonies hating. Shoestrings in the jeans for my homies skating. Ran up in my crib trying to look for where to save it. AJ said, fam, watch it start to snowball. Cause now it's moving and we start moving, oh yo. Life's like a skateboard, cause you gon' fall. Gon' ride, gon' grind, gon' slide, gon' stall. Like some beans, you would think you seeing double full. I smoke green and I'm throwing up a W. Yeah, I be on my grizz. Look around, Canucks jerseys out through the crib. Yeah, Safadi on that Vancouver tip. We some BC Lions and Vancouver Grizz. Yeah, that's my team way before the blue and green. It was black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow. Yeah, that's my team way before the blue and green. It was black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow. Coming across Canby Street, almost at Oakton. I'm heading up the Grandma Street Bridge to meet my folks. Get ghost, I'm gone, face looking more familiar. Heard a first single, please admit it that I'm killing ya. And I know, it's a long road. Why you say you ballin' when you got small dough? Black or yellow, homie, listen how the song go. Number one, like the Wongo. Yeah, I be on my grizz. Look around, Canucks jerseys out through the crib. Yeah, Safadi on that Vancouver tip. We some BC Lions and Vancouver Grizz. Yeah, that's my team way before the blue and green. It was black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow. Yeah, that's my team way before the blue and green. It was black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.